Music lives in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, in a theater that, over the course of its more than 160 years in operation, has served as a vaudeville venue, a cinema, and today as a stage reserved for musical theater and plays. Now, WRTI's Jim Cotter visits a historic opera house that has never really housed opera.
Since its opening in 1852, Fulton Opera House in Lancaster County has remained open, making it one of the oldest continuously operating theater buildings in the nation. However, noted local playwright Barry Kornhauser, who also worked at the Fulton for over 30 years, says despite the name, it was never known as a place to hear your favorite arias.
And this was called an opera house in those days because theater still had that kind of iffy reputation, but opera house sounded a little bit more impressive. So they thought, theater owners, that if they called the places opera houses, they could fool some of the people some of the time.
Now the building is better known as the Fulton Theater, a company which produces 7 full productions and 4 family shows each season. And despite the theater's rich history, managing director Aaron Young says the company is committed to a contemporary mission.
We're not a museum. We honor what has been done in the past, but it's all about how do we move forward? How do we remain relevant in an era that, you know, has a lot of different options for people's leisure time? We no longer have a monopoly like, you know, we did back in the 1800s when the theater was built.
In addition to their stage productions, the Fulton also engages in various community and accessibility programs, offering outreach to local schools, ASL interpretation, open captioning, and assistive listening devices for the hearing impaired, and their annual Pennsylvania High School Theater Festival. More than a century and a half after it began, the Fulton Opera House continues to be a community focal point where theater blossoms and music lives.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.